podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, welcome to Apple episode 1.2. I'm May.
And I'm Gatchaman.
This week we watched the first episode of Digimon Universe Apple Monsters.
And I'm Gatchaman.
And this time we watched the sub. So the previous times I was watching the roars and using my limited Japanese to understand what was going on.
And I'm Gatchaman.
So this is going to be run a bit differently from our other episodes, obviously, because our other episodes we were comparing the English and Japanese version, and since there's no English version, we're just going to be doing what we're doing. We talk about Try, we're just talking about our general opinions and review the episode. So we'll start up with favourite moments, favourite moments that we liked and favourite parts. So mine was Gatchaman just being completely like, I know, is sassy the right word?
Yeah, it is. Very, very Gomamon in that sort of ways. Mm. It's not Terrymon in that he's mean, but he's very Gomamon. He's very straightforward, and he's very he's sassy to an extent, and a lot. He's very much more energetic than his partner by a long way. Ace in the first episode, what I really like is the reveal of how the fighting would work, of how it does the searching the internet for results. The focus on the theme of who is and is not a main character, I thought it was quite interesting.
Mm.
And I think what really stuck out to me in the first episode was how fighting was to take place.
Mm. I did like the dynamic of him being scared that he's a side character, so he likes main characters and he wants to be a main character. And he thinks of his friend Eugen as a real life main character. And Eugen says, "But you're also like the main character type." And this gives him the courage to become a main character.
Well, let's be real. Let's think about all the main characters we know. We've got Takato, who is a huge nerd who has two friends. And we have Davis, who is a huge nerd with no friends.
Mm.
And we have Ty, who is a huge nerd with perhaps... He has, three friends beforehand.
Mm. He's friends with Sora and Koshiro.
So, being really popular does not make you a main character. In fact, it probably weighs against you.
Mm. I really like how... Haru, for one thing, also doesn't start with that same sort of sound that we've seen Dai and Tai and Ta, which are very similar sounds in Japanese, and this time it's Haru.
Oh, I didn't notice. Is that something that carries on to the other Digimon shows?
Yeah, we've got Takuya, and then we have Masaru, but I think it's written in a maybe similar kanji, I'm not 100%. And then we have Taikari? What's... I know the next one is Taigaru, but it's got that same
His name's Tiger.
Basically. And it's got that same sound instead of just, Haru, which is written in katakana. And I found this, he's also the first, non-brunette, ready, coloured hair colour main character. He's got green hair.
Which I love because I hate, okay, I really...
Taiki, that was his name, Taiki.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah,
I don't like generally when in anime they just have randomly colored hair, especially really out there colors, this weird bright green that he has.
Mm.
But then you see his mom, and his mom has a slightly darker green, but otherwise still green, and still has the big hair tufty thing.
The cowlick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's hilarious that it's straight up in this universe genetic.
Mm.
It's not the Tumblr. Oh, we have a main character. How did that happen?
Mm.
No, it's just that's what it is.
Yeah, it's the typical Japanese-looking mum and dad, and it's congratulations, it's a main character, and she's got, a pink, tuft of hair. oh, I'm so proud! And, yeah, so it's... But I like how the mum also looks similar to him, so that's fine. I said this in the episodes that I did solo, but I really like how the Applemons have their own attack. The Messamon fires messages.
And speaks in short bursts, it's speaking in messages.
Yeah, and it's got different emotions, and it uses wooer, which is kind of like the Japanese equivalent of lol, because, I know the word for, one of the words for smile, the one that's not egao is something signed with W, and it's was something, but it means to laugh or smile, and that's where wooer comes from. So they usually just write W to laugh, I'm pretty sure.
What's this?
Oh, no. Any other positives?
Look, I think they've painted the positives in a fairly broad stroke there. We don't really learn much about the characters beyond that. You know, they have an interesting conversation where Haru apparently is a main character to the other guy whose name I don't remember. And there's a vending machine that is there.
Mm.
And, I don't know, you've talked about it twice already.
What?
This episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm just, I don't know, I'm just really happy. I'm also really, I really like how, Haru's reaction to Gatchmon, you know, appearing is hiding underneath his blanket.
What are you doing? Go away. I don't want this.
Yeah, and Gatchmon's like, okay, we're going to save everything. And Haru's like, I don't want to.
Yeah, but I'm Gatchmon.
Yeah, and Haru just says, protagonist, I'm not a protagonist. And he says, Gatchmon! It's Gatchmon! It's my favorite. I love Gatchmon so much. I love Haru so much. He's so precious. I guess on to negative parts then.
So my two primary negatives are just all the stuff that sort of, all the repeating stuff, in the sense that, except for the intro music, I guess, the fact they're not called partners, they're called buddies, I find that really annoying.
Like in the intro, it's basically, Haru, I'm your buddy!
It's just, it's really lame term, and I always thought the partner was totally fine, and it sounds really cool in Japanese, the partner, but the buddy, it sounds really, patronizing. Hey, buddy. How you doing, buddy? It's like John Cena in Camp WWE.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, buddy. You doing all right, buddy?
Well, and you're all friends.
We're all friends here. No one likes you. Well, you're all friends. I love you so much. Okay. All right. Back to Atmon. The fact that they're called Atmon is okay, which I thought I'd have a problem with, and I don't. My primary issue with the show is that when it does its aprealized sequence,
It goes for far too long.
It goes for too long, and the music sucks, and it's just this really overdone piece of animation for no reason. And then I think the fusion one is also a bit overdone.
I really like the Gatchmon search.
Gatchmon search, however, is really good. So the difference is that when he does the aprealize, all he does is it hovers on the guy for a really, really long time, and then he very slowly puts the chip into the device. Which you could have done really fast, like a Digimon Tamer's card slash, with like a cool, unique animation. And then he points it and a big rainbow blast comes out. And then at the end of that, a 2D Gatchmon is there standing static. And like, nothing really happened. You got from put chip into static image, but with a lot of colors, right? At least with the old Digimon stuff, you have, you know, a big beam firing out from the Digivice, and then, you know, they sort of do some posing and stuff, and sometimes you get personality through it, sometimes you can do background animations that give you some information. Stuff like that would be nice, but we don't really get any of it. And then, I totally lost it. I don't like the sequence particularly. It takes so long. And the rainbow blast doesn't really tell you anything. Oh, yeah, that's right. But compared to the actual attack, where he does search the web, where, like, you see the claw go into the net and, like, bounce around all these different websites and eventually come back fishing out the thing that he needs.
And then it comes up with the word that, like, solves their problem, or it just, I know, really, and he busts that orb.
It's very, very cool. And I think that's very nice.
And before the sequence, it's Haru typing on the keyboard.
I think that's great. That's one of the best uses of, like, why do you have a partner there? Why do you need somebody guiding the Digimon around, right?
Well, Card Slash is good, too, in that way.
Card Slash is okay, but it's really become a nothing in the process.
It could be done better, but Aplimon does it in a way that I'm like, yeah, no, he's there, and he searches for them, and it's good. I like it.
Yeah, so that was pretty good. I think step one, Aplimon feels a lot like, it feels a lot like when they're fighting, the beginning of Tamers. Tamers stopped doing this, really, but it felt like the partner and the Digimon both fought sort of together, and they relied on each other to perform specific necessary functions in the fight. And then it also felt like each sort of one had a purpose. And there were advantages beyond who was stronger and who, just who hit the other person the hardest. So the fight in this one goes, a messaging app is terrorizing the town. How do we beat it? Well, I've tried to punch it. It doesn't work. Okay, partner, what do you do? Well, I'm going to search with the search function, and, you know, I'm going to use my human brain to figure out the most reasonable search option, and it's going to be, you know, how do you stop message spam? Which is interesting and, like, kind of lateral thinking to what's actually happening, which is kind of why I think that said in the second one, it's a bit silly, where he's like, how do I defeat a GPS?
You spin it around. All right. But I guess we'll get to that when we talk about the second episode. But,
yeah, how do I stop message spam? And then mark it as red. That's very funny.
Mm.
And it's quite unique, and it was really well done. That was very specific to that fight. It's never going to be happen again. It's not like, oh yeah, WarGreymon uses Gaia Force. Okay, it didn't work. Use Gaia Force again. Okay, now he won.
Yeah, or
good
like,
work. What a fight.
You have to make the fireball bigger or something along those lines. Like, okay, just hit harder then.
Yeah, just evolve. Now you hit harder and now you win. Mm. That's what Digimon has always been, sort of.
Mm.
And I think in Tamers, when we got the, okay, how about we put this restraining gear on Terramon who can then whip it onto the other guy, that really felt creative and nice.
Mm.
And we've stopped doing that entirely at this stage. That doesn't happen anymore. And I'm a bit afraid, actually, Applebomb will stop doing this.
Yeah, later. I'm. It has an extremely promising start. I just watched the fourth episode in the raw form, and I really like that. So hopefully it continues like that. But I haven't spoken about that yet. I will release hopefully an episode either before this episode comes out or after.
Do you know how many episodes there are going to be?
Of what, Appymon?
Yeah.
I don't actually know.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's written down somewhere, but I don't know. But I know there's going to be two mangas, and there's an anime, and there's games. So, like, I think they're milking it as much as they can. So I'll probably say 50, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was, like, 26.
26 would be a good number, I think.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be between 26 and 50, because that's just what I would guess. But maybe there's already a number there. Any miscellaneous bits that you liked, or any miscellaneous thoughts?
I think the AR world is a bit, like, it's not really explained very much, and everyone sort of just accepts it immediately.
Haru does take his word for it. Like, we have to go to the AR field. Okay.
Oh, sure. It's literally just a place that they can fight so no one else gets hurt.
Yeah.
But that's what it functions as. It's a battle arena.
Yeah, it's to avoid collateral damage, basically.
But it makes no sense that would function that way.
Mm.
Because the implicate... Also, if Messamon, the messaging app, was already fully there, and to fight it, Gatchmon had to app-realize, that would imply that Messamon already app-realized.
Yep, I think...
How did that happen?
He app-realized on his own self, I guess.
How can he do that?
Oh, no, plot. Oh
my god.
There has to be sometimes they just rely on the script.
Pretty much.
And what do you think of the opening song?
The opening's really good. I had a small conversation with you about this earlier today, and it's that watching Digimon, it really stands out to me as an opening, because it's very, very modern. And the only modern Digimon otherwise that I've seen is Try, and in Try, it's a remake of, you know, the theme from the 90s. So it doesn't really count necessarily as a modern theme. So it's really interesting seeing this new take on it that isn't nostalgic, that isn't any of that stuff. It's just, oh, what would Digimon look like in 2016? And this is it. It's hyper colorful. It's very fast. It seems to avoid spoilers better than other openings tend to do.
Mm.
Besides Try, which gives you no information whatsoever.
Well, it shows you the characters.
It shows you the characters, but I feel like there's a guess I've come up with about one of the bad guys that they might be connected to this character.
Well, we can talk about that now, because it was in this episode where you came up with that theory.
Yeah, at the end of the episode, the guy that they said was a main character
Eugen,
he has this little, like, red eye dot at the center, and he looks kind of evil. And later on, you find out there's this guy called Cameramon.
I love him.
Who is
Cameramon.
Who's obviously evil as well, and he has red eyes, and I'm thinking, well, that's probably his Atmon, and that would make a lot of sense, and the way he operates and sort of what's going on. And I feel like if this was in the original, you know, if this was in the early 2000s or 90s or whatever, you'd see Eugen in the opening and he'd have this, like, shadow of a camera behind him, and you're like, well, oh, that's obvious.
Or, like, for example, with remember in Adventure how the ending had Hikari as the eighth child with Tailmon?
Yep.
And
yes, I do.
That hadn't even we just said, okay, the episode's like, who is the eighth child? And then the ending
Next
starts
time.
Up and it had, like, Hikari's face with Tailmon, and I'm like, whoops.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z, Frieza defeated.
Who cares, I guess. And, yeah, I really like the opening, and I like the song as well. It just, and I said this in the two episodes that I already had covering this episode, and it's just, it's such, like, a hype opening. Like, it's like, yeah, I'm ready to watch this little kid show. I'm so hype.
It's very good. It's not Samurai Flamenco, but it's very good.
Yeah, and it's like, I know, I want to be energized, and the opening is very calming in a way that's like, you know, it's relaxing piano, and it's just really soft, and it's saying, okay, well, we've had the adventure, everything's relaxed now, it's time to, you know, chill out, It's nice. I like it. Did you see much of the ending? Because you never really pay attention to the endings.
Don't pay any attention to
it. It has cute images of, like, Haru and Gatchaman exploring.
Yay.
I love them so much.
And I thought I'd have a problem with them. I was under the impression that all the Aplimon would have the same sort of design of small body, big head.
Mm.
And that is definitely present.
Mm.
But those that do have it are differentiated enough that it doesn't bother me. And there are others that are not like that. Yeah, like Messamon.
Messamon is completely different from the designs that we saw in the opening. He's just a dungo. Yeah, I love him. He's tasty.
I think what I do like is that because they're all allowed to be thematically so different, because they're all based on messaging, based on phone apps, that means there's no weird overlap of, like, well, there's a dinosaur and there's a different dinosaur, like Digimon always had. It's like, that's the one with the magnifying glass because it's the search. That's the one with all the arrows and points and the map because it's the GPS app.
Mm.
And I think that thematically that allows them to sort of differentiate everything and sort of delineate all of their Digimon a lot more, which is actually quite functionally good. And I guess it's not quite as phone... I was going to say it's not quite as phone-based. It's very phone-based, but I thought it would be very zeitgeist cash-in sort of thing, but it really operates more as just commentary on modern technology.
Which I really like. It's, I mean, granted, it's probably going to be super dated in 20 years when we have whatever we have in the future. Like, remember all those floppy disk jokes in Adventure? Imagine how the smartphone will sound when we, you know, in 20 years' time. Like, what will the phones then be like?
I'm not so sure. I think that technology moves at a fast enough pace that, like, it's become entirely iterative.
Mm.
There's not quite so much leaps forward. Okay, there's no floppy disk to CDs, CDs to DVDs, DVDs to Blu-rays. Like, at that point, CDs to Blu-rays is a direct line which has multiple stops along the way. But if you look at one to the other, they're the same.
Yeah.
In much the same way that I think that there's only... I don't think you can have hyper jumps anymore. You're not going to go from record player to boombox to iPod, right?
Or, for example, floppy disk to cloud saving, and, like, try to explain cloud saving to someone who's using, from 20 years ago, who's using a floppy disk. Like, oh, yeah, you save things, and it's safe on the internet, and only you can access it.
And they said, what's the internet?
Like, yeah, what's the internet? How do people not access it? So it's just gone? Like, you don't have any... It's not physical. Like, it's just... You just say, oh, yeah, it's just, you know, I can grab it off my phone or my TV or my computer, and they don't have to be connected to anything besides the internet.
My television's made of wood.
And they're just like, what? And, yeah. Any other final thoughts? What about, a rating? Do you have a rating?
I think the first episode was very good. It's like an 8.
And are you, like... Because I remember you saying you were very surprised. Do you want to go into, talk about how surprised you were?
Look, I went into this not expecting that I'd like it at all. And I'd heard a lot of, obviously, good reviews from people. But I was quite turned off by what they looked like and by the designs. I thought Haru looked really stupid. And I still do. Like, he does look really dumb. But I think... The show seems more self-aware than I ever would have given it credit for, in that in the first 5 minutes, someone goes, why do you wear those goggles? That's really dumb. Or that someone goes, you look like a main character because you're wearing this really bright red jacket.
Eugen says, oh yeah, you're a main character type, because, like, look at your goggles and your jacket.
And he's like, oh, right, well.
Yeah. And, a thought I had was when Gatchaman looks completely different to the other Goggle Kids Digimon. Like, before, the most different one was Vemon, and it was still sort of a bit reptile-y dinosaur-looking. It just didn't have that snout. But all the other ones were, like, they were dinosaurs, usually in some shade of red or orange.
And obviously when it comes to Flame Drumon or whatever, it becomes sort of red as well.
Yeah. That's because it's using Courage, which is meant to be from Tai. But it's... I don't know, it's... Gatchaman is, like... And people, like, the messaging app says, are you a dog or a cat? So it's saying it's different.
I'm neither.
Yeah. And
there's a needle nose.
It's just, it's so cute. But he's not a dinosaur. And you can't say he's a reptile. So he's different from all the other Goggle Kids Digimon. And I really like that. It just, it's different. And they're doing a good job. And I really hope they continue to go down this track of being, like, a promising shonen little boys kid show. And I've said this before, if I was an 8-year-old Japanese boy, I think I'd be completely nuts over this, even though I was just 8.
Even though you're already really nuts over it, and you're not.
Good point. And also, like, if this was airing, you know, 20 years ago, or when I was, you know, young, I would have been so hyped for it. Like, I mean, hyped for it now, but I can just imagine it being very big, and I hope it catches on, and I hope they continue to be this promising.
Actually, you know what?
What?
Gastromon looks exactly like Veemon if you put a helmet on him.
Yeah, but I think Dokkamon looks more like Veemon.
Which one's that?
That's the hedgehog.
No, but I'm saying, if you put a big helmet on him and he's got the glasses underneath and whatever, Look, he's got the white sort of face with the needle nose, he's got blue limbs, He's got yellow markings.
Okay, yeah, and he's got the white body. No, I can see that.
It's kind of very similar.
But I'm just saying that most of the other ones are very, like, dinosaur in appearance, like Agumon and Gilmon.
Yeah, those are very specific. But Gilmon, I guess if you believe the English one, was based on a stronger Agumon.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to make him stronger than Agumon because he's going to be red.
They're going to have flame decals because they make him go faster.
Anyway, so contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter and on Vine, and you can also find us on Lost in Translation Mon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will. We'd also appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever podcast listening thingy-majingy you use. If it has a rating system, you should totally do that.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast with Stevie called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon alongside each other. Wu Qinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/WuChinglong. Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who you can find at Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube. Chakmon, Ishpal Bumba, Hiro Alado, who is at Hiro Alado on Twitter. Jason Morosky, Frost Miragic, who is at Frost Miragic on Twitter. Stephen Reeves, who is at WildBlink64 on Twitter. Kaido Washi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, and Jams.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/airgemon. Make sure to let us know it's for the podcast. See you guys next week, because next time we talk about episode 2, which, spoiler alert, will actually be directly after we record this episode.
In 5 minutes.
But we're going to be staggering the releases, so whenever that episode comes out, I guess, but it's going to be like 5 minutes from now. So, yeah, enjoy that. See you guys.
See you soon.
Kinda.